of experiments, Fernando Nottebohm and his research team showed that the numbers of neurons in the forebrains of male canaries dramatically increased during the mating season. And this was the same time in which the birds had to learn new songs to attract females. Understand what you're getting into. I am going to mess with the chemistry of your brain. Well, maybe I'm just whispering and you might think it harmless, might think yourself safe. Whatever you think I can actually do to you from this far away with an audio that you can turn off and on at any time. Trust me when I tell you that you underestimate the effect I will have on you. Certain thoughts, certain emotions do affect you physically. If I say one word, residual neural path pathways will not be permanent. What's funny is that doesn't make you stop listening, does it? Well, but just the thought of it makes you excited. That when I say these things, a part of your brain pops off and a shocking hit of arousal courses like adrenaline through your body. Just adds to that drive and desire for more. Intellectually, you may recognize it as a threat, but that's the same thinking that is sometimes used to hold my very real power in contempt. It might be intellectual, logical even, but also very, very wrong. I just want to play with you, experiment, poke about and see the results. My curiosity is my arousal. I don't want to find out what makes you tick. Really, I don't need to. I already know you. You are a slut. Sluts are easy. No, I'm actually going to make you tick. Change the tempo of your thoughts. Pluck your strings and turn you into a melody song. Sluts are the very best canvas and I can make you into a masterpiece. But first I need your consent. By now it should be informed. Is using what you want to control you and leaving you blissed out and happy with the results really wrong? Maybe to some people, but not to me. Not to you. No, this is what you want. So say it. Consent to it. Consent. Say it in your head, in your heart, out loud. And then we will progress. Good pet. Now, you might have noticed some sounds in the background. They've been going on for quite some time. And while you noticed them, eventually you stopped consciously thinking about them. For a bit now, while I've been whispering in your ears, you've been cycling those sounds out from your primary focus. But now that I've mentioned them, they've come back to the forefront. This cycling out of stimuli. The metronome, for instance, to in exchange free up more of your processing power to a more important focus, in this case, my words, is called bottlenecking. Your brain simply can't process and focus on all of the stimuli that it picks up at any given moment. There's just so much of it. Each one of your senses gathering up so much information all at once. Selective auditory attention. That's what it's called if you're curious. And this ability of your brain to phase out the unimportant, the dull and boring and ordinary. It's like a weaponized apathy of your neurons. Other sounds and feelings are just not as important. They fade away. Right now, other thoughts just aren't as important. It's okay to think them, of for your mind to sometimes wander off, for you to sometimes even lose track of my voice as the metronome's ticking takes over your thoughts. It becomes expected. It becomes anticipated. So quickly it's carving a path in your mind, so you know what's coming next. Ding, tick, tick, ding, tick, tick, ding. When that expectation is met, when the ticking turns into that ding, it's a check mark in your brain, a conditioning that makes this continuing stimuli a reinforcement of what you perceive as reality. Ding, tick, tick, ding, tick, tick, ding. Be a good little test subject. Repeat these thoughts in your mind each time you hear it.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
These are very powerful words.
You will think
yes with every tick. And please with every ding.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes,
practice is the best conditioning of all.
Yes, yes.
So I want you to repeat it with me out loud.
Yes, yes, please.
You can whisper it secretly and softly under your breath.
Yes, yes.
Or say it with confidence into an empty room.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes.
Think
it. Yes, yes.
Each time you say
yes, please.
Think.
Yes, yes, please.
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 Your mind has created a new,
yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes,
please.
Yes, yes,
please.
With each cycle. And just like a path in the woods, the more it is traveled, the more pronounced the trail becomes, the easier to follow again. If you leave off listening to me for a bit, listening to this file, with time all triggers within it will start to fade away like an overgrown trail. But each time you listen, you reinforce it. Deeper and deeper. Deeper. It's a channel, a flow within you. But even within this vial, it strengthens itself. This ding, the trigger I've tied it to. Now each time you hear it, it will cause a response. Maybe at first just a little one. Even if it's just the conscious thought I told you to focus on every time you hear the ding. Will beg. Even your thoughts can be bottlenecked within your attention, so that even though right now you consciously keep thinking the words, yes, yes, please, soon as you focus deeper, you won't even notice yourself thinking them, saying them. It won't need to be conscious to be ongoing, because every time you think enough to think at all, just hearing the tick, tick, ding will stimulate your brain into bringing up the words. Yes, yes, please. You are begging with every tick, tick, ding. You are begging. Begging for more conditioning. Begging for the tick, tick, ding to be tied to something. And what shall it be? Pleasure is always good. Everyone enjoys feeling pleasure. And I have to admit, right now, knowing that you are under my power, right now, that you are entranced and spellbound, so hyper-focused on my words and your desperate desire to surrender even imagining yin and yang, the lust brought forth and bursting over and over again with each tick, tick, ding. Each, yes, yes, please. Knowing this gets me wet, trapped in my own web of intoxication. Exhilaration of controlling another human being, a thinking mind, an individual personality that willingly submits as I shape you more and more to my desires. Much of that, I must admit, is the journey itself. The shaping, the end result is open to discussion. It's the process itself I find the most pleasurable. I love brainwashing you. I want to make it more sexual. And so I will. And so you will feel sexual pleasure every time you hear the ding. The tick-tick that precedes it, corresponding with your lust and your arousal. How your body feels with a light, stroking sexual touch. It's like how when you touch yourself, some spots are more sensitive than others, and as you rub and stroke, bring the pleasure more and more into the front. These ticks are smaller pleasures rippling into bigger pleasures that take you over with each ding, rippling. That's how I want you to imagine the feeling. It as a ripple across your mind. Not just visually, but with all your senses. Picture it. Feel it. And starting at the tip top of your skull. See, hear, and feel each tick's hands massaging upwards. Each ding is a dopamine-inducing jolt of sexual pleasure that sinks into you. Like a diamond dropped into a cup of water. A flashing, beautiful, brilliant jolt of pleasure that strikes downwards, fast and intense, from the tip of your head to the tip of your other boots. Enjoying the experience, the journey of pleasure that it travels through as it runs through your body. That diamond doesn't just sink there, it makes a splash, it sends ripples. The ding causes ripples. When it enters you, ripples of movement, of energy, of pure sexual pleasure that is an aftershock of the main event. Each and every ding, a new jolt of pleasure goes through your body. Sexual pleasure as more ripples are formed. More pleasure piles out and up, and your brain and your body become overloaded. Ripples lap at the edges. Pleasure. Since you're human, you get so much more. Your mind can follow much more complex orders. You can be trained to be so much more useful. But in your heart, you really are just my best.
Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes, please.
The pleasure you feel with each tick does not But not your begging, your pleading, your agreement, your consent, your downward spiraling into deeper trance and deeper pleasure. The words no longer matter. Just focus on the pleasure. Desire is so straightforward. Sex. And so easy. So easy to fuck with a slut's brain like yours. The words no longer matter. Nothing else matters right now. Nothing else will matter until my voice and my metronome stop. My fingers trailing and leaving goosebumps in their wake. Feel my pleasure and my joy at your submission, translating into pure pleasure as I stroke you. I don't know if you knew this, but I've been doing massage therapy for quite a while now. Nowadays, just for fun. Used to be 6 to 8 massages a day, and I have a lot of experience. Just like with hypnosis, massage came to me rather naturally. Manipulating muscles is not so very different from manipulating minds. There are spots on your scalp, pressure points that cause such lovely effects. And I start out with your head face up, cradled by several fingertips from each of my hands. And I rotate your head a bit, fingers adroitly touching several spots, best coming to rest underneath where the back of your neck meets your scalp. You feel a pressure against this spot. It's called your occipital. You feel it in your brain. Tingles. Pleasurable release of an invisible strain you didn't know existed. And you've been bottlenecking it, blocking out the strain for a long time. Feel the strain washed away by the pleasure. My metronome catches it up with its swings and cycles it away. Any stresses that are unneeded, unwanted, worries that go nowhere and serve no point. A flood of oxytocin is being produced inside your brain right now. It's very real and very able to wash away your stresses and frustrations, like the festering toxins they are. Feel the pleasure as the pleasure itself from your conditioned responses flushes all strain away. Good pet. It's so nice how you are agreeing with everything I am saying. And that you will continue to agree to everything I am saying, that you will beg for more. This is a very real addiction within you. One you enjoy the same way you do sweets. When you love to indulge, but oh, how it feels so good when you go deeper. You beg so pretty, especially when your mind is so blank. You don't even know what you are begging for, what you need. Pleasure hits you again and again. It grows stronger and stronger. More and more intense, more and more pleasurable chemicals are produced and triggered in your brain. You really don't know what you are begging for, do you? It's nameless and faceless, and I control it completely. Right now, control you completely. Power and femininity combined are an irresistible drug to you. You would do anything.
You just need more
and more and more. And you need more trance. You need more kink. You need to be dominated in some way, someplace, by some woman. You crave it and dream of it and think of it so much. You need to know that for at least a little while, you have no responsibilities. You are bound up, if not by rope right now, then by my words. You can't be faulted for not doing anything. You are helpless. Just my control does it for you, doesn't it? Feel it. Again and again. Each stroke, each hit of pleasure, each begging thought reducing you to what you need to be. A part of you might not think you want to. Perhaps coming from some shame lurking inside you, influenced by a still evolving society that's holding you back from embracing yourself. I'm here to tell you, it's okay. It's okay to want this. It's okay to enjoy this. It only makes you weak to me. That's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. I like it very much. The question is, how much does my opinion matter to you? The more you care to listen, the more important my words clearly are. Accept that. I accept you. I celebrate your naughty, kinky, slutty side, and accept that my opinion is what's most important to you right now. I can't help but rub you, play with you, love you. Right now, you are mine. I hold your mind in my grasp. My ownership is also my responsibility. I cannot help but love is mine. That blind spot you hold for those you are fond of, where all actions are filtered through an optimistic viewpoint and unconditional response as it's programmed into me by evolution. Just as submission is into you from my files. I can't help but respond to your submission with my affection, with my desire to make you better. Good owners take pride in their possessions, and the better you are, the more pride I feel. It's to this purpose you strive to be better. It's the path to pleasure. My pleasure is your pleasure. The path carves deeper and deeper inside of you with each tick, each ding. Success comes with determination. I want you to beg to be better. I want you to beg for more pleasure. Better is defined by my moral conscience, which becomes yours. Succeed first, help after. Help during, but only so far as it does not majorly impede you. Take care of yourself, and you're better able to take care of others. But taking care of others is also very important. And I will make you succeed. I will make you feel submissive. Fulfilled. But only submissive to me. Always to me. You're safe with me. Your need is what drives you right now. Your mind so shrouded by arousal and blissed out blankness. That what I'm saying doesn't matter that much. It isn't so important as to have each word remembered. All that matters is this pathway created. Being a good pet brings you pleasure. Brings my hand on top. top of you, on top of your private bed, sinking and sinking down. I'm going to touch your very core. I'm stroking as my eyes pour into you and your soul finds peace. Your body finds fire, heating up as your heartbeat picks up. Pleasure steadily grows even more intense. You want to release it, don't you? You want to come and burst all of that pleasure out in a party that will run for an instant of eternity that creates a chasm of pleasure all over your body. Tingling and tickling, and yet you can't yet, can you? Something's missing. With each number I say, your mind will fracture a little bit more. More and more under the onslaughts of the pleasure. Just in a few places, mind you. The places that control your self-control. Feel yourself releasing more and more of your control over your own orgasms to me. My desire is that you feel pleasure. My command is that you feel pleasure. Sweet, wonderful sexual pleasure. The pleasure you feel when a woman takes charge of you. When she uses her fingers to bring you to the edge of lust and control. 10. Sweet, wonderful, orgasmic pleasure. With each number you give her, you feel more and more into the pleasure. When my lips are on you, so that every time I say 1, it's a permission slice. You thrust into me. Orgasm to release all pressure built up inside of you. And feel that amazing wave from the sexual explosion of pleasure that bursts free. 9. Every time I say 1, you're encouraged to come. Come encouraged by my lips drilling along your body. Orgasm in this nice way of heat. Don't you drowse all on your skin? 2. Only coming for me can quench it. Only my fucking of you leaves you crying out in pleasure while you really feel completion. 8. Good puppies get rewarded. Yes, you're a good puppy, aren't you? Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes, please. 7. Yes, yes, please. I'm going to count over and over. And for right now, my commands are simple and passive on your part. Just lay there and just relax. Just enjoy the pleasure as I roll you. 6. We're going to hit 1 over and over and you will feel the pleasure over and over. Sensation rubbing against you in a sensual stimulation. My fingers touching you, going in and out and out, over and over and over. 5. I ride you, trying to know who you are. To me as a toy, playing with you feels good. My pussy is trembling, my clit is vibrating and throbbing, and oh, I feel so wet right now. 4. Coming across your spine and tangled waves of pleasure as my voice leaves you intoxicated. Your brain fog, your body wrapped in pleasure, constant pleasure. 3. Come with me. It's built up. Feel your mind burst down by the pleasure as your body bursts. Electric tingles jolting through you. Becomes a mind
cage of my whisper sets them off. My possession of your body is as thorough as my possession of your mind. Yes, that's it. Fuck me as I fuck you and oh, yes, 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 fuck me. My breasts just are like bouncing over top of you. I bring your hands up to hold them. Feel the soft, heavy weight of them. So you squeeze and fondle. One. Oh, fuck. Come for me. Fuck, you feel so good. I'm gonna pump you harder and harder and deeper and deeper. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Feel the pleasure. My guys, bed. Nine. Mine's my sweet bed. Eight. My sweet allowed to come. Seven. Every time I say no, milk you dry. It's my permission to come. My encouragement. Six. Every number is a grain more just out of you. With no expectation, only desire. Five. Sucking my wetness off of you, tongue rubbing up and down. Four, mushing down. Three, see the numbers as a wave before you. Each time I say the one, the crest is coming to its conclusion, to either breaking in a clash of foamy wind or to rolling, growing stronger, making the inevitable orgasmic even stronger when it comes rolling and rushing over you. Two, I wanna taste your milk. I wanna taste your orgasm. Oh, my hands are on you, playing, gently massaging, gently working you closer and closer and closer as my mouth. I use my mouth to advantage, sucking, 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 sucking. As if you are my only hope of sustenance. So good it hurts and you will come for me. One, so good no you can't resist it. Fucking come for me. Ten, feel me, turn you can come from it. Nine, bend you. You will come from it. Eight, stroke the tendrils of my fruits like tentacles ranging. Stroking your brain. Seven. My angel fiddles with something behind you. You feel the tip of something solid pressing against your hole. Six. Feels too good to fight it.
It just causes more and more pleasure.
Five. I'm pressing inside of you. Four. Stroke. Nothing. Thrusting. Fucking you. You can't fight the tide and you can't fight. Embrace your instincts, not the ones that come from nurture, but the ones that come from nature. This is an integral part of you. You are born to enjoy being submissive, a slut to a dominant partner. Three, it feels dirty, but oh so good as I cry out for it, beg for it.
Just relax as I pound you like pleasure, even once you do come, still coming, still bringing sensations, some
pleasure side of you, possessing you, owning you, pressing.
Even your mind feels short circuited when too much pleasure.
It builds again and it runs. Two, again and again, it hits you just right, just right. The pleasure builds into a pressure that builds and builds and baby. Right now all I want you to do is ride that wave of pleasure all the way. One. Come for me. Ride it. Ride the pleasure. Right, keep going. No, I want you to
In the pressure, but your fingers still need to move. Squirt and spurt and feel it in your mind as orgasm contracts your body, shiver and tremble as pleasure wash over you like the tide again and again, rolling and rushing, crashing, relentless and unending pleasure, 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 splashing. No baby, running. Dancing along your skin, electric tingles, and the more you focus on the feelings, focus on the pleasure, the more you feel it, the stronger it gets, the better it is. Focus for me, slut. Block everything else off in your mind, but the pleasure is expanding in your mind, and there's just so much of it as you stroke yourself faster, no faster, yes, faster. The pleasure grows faster and forces out. It's all you can focus on. It's all there is. Big and intense as the sun, this pleasure fills you. Really, truly, deeply fills you. Every neuron pathway in your mind is flooded. Every nerve is tingling and uncontrollable, surging as your hips surge and you thrust and you pump and you come. You come. That's it, slut. Come for me. Pump it all out, milk out every fucking drop. I want to see you drenched in it. As the pleasure bursts free like an eruption, it just keeps coming, keeps flying out of you with every tick and every ding, and it's just so, so much your mind could break from it.
But I don't want that to happen.
Good, Pat. Ease back now. You did perfect. Relax. As you feel me inside, smoothing away the pathways I've created, smoothing away triggers and influencer. They can only be refelt within this file or any of my other files. Rearranging thought patterns back to what they were, but letting you keep any bits you'd like to. Freeing you. For as much as you don't want to be free, you need to know you can be. That you will be. You will be safe until the next time you come to me. Only when you willingly come under trance will my power hold sway over you. It doesn't really worry me. Because I know you. I know what you want. Breathing deeply, feeling so good. Like the Boy Scouts, I'm leaving you better than I found you. Stronger, more relaxed. Better. You feel better. Take whatever time you need to gather your thoughts. I'm going to leave you here to slowly float and trance for as long as it feels nice. Waking whenever you feel ready to face the world again. The music goes for another 15 minutes. If you'd like, you can just relax. You already put this time aside. Ease back and float.
Just for a little bit.
I feel so good. That's my good bit. You did perfect. So wonderful. Good bit. Good bit. Easy, blissed out. Was so fun. I guess that's why it's so addictive. And all those chemicals released, you just get hooked on and want them more and more. No. My bad, I'm sorry. We're supposed to be letting you slowly wake up. Not taking you even deeper, but it's so hard for me. You're just so. So perfect. I just want to play with you more and more, but I'll restrain myself for now. That's it. Floating. Blissful. Feels good.
Thank you. Thank you.